感谢主，就是我们再次的聚在一起啊。
Praise God, once again we meet together over the Zoom.
本来说今天我们要在公园里面聚会，但是疫情呢是不断的来上涨。
We're supposed to meet in the park today, but because the numbers have gone up again.
但是我们还是决定呢，为了大家，就是说每一个人心里都有平安，所以说还是在 Zoom 上继续的来聚。
So everyone's peace of heart, so we decided to meet over the Zoom again.
有些弟兄姐妹可能比较失望，可以
So
理解。
some of us may be quite disappointed, and it is understandable.
那我相信，当我们感到失望的时候，就说神把一个渴望放在我们的里面，要跟我们的弟兄姐妹相聚。
I believe when you feel disappointed, God is putting you a desire to meet again with your brothers and sisters.
所以呢，鼓励大家私下在小组里面呢，或者电话上面呢，多多的来联络，来彼此的来关怀。
So I encourage you to continue to meet in your small groups or over the phone and contact with each other.
在大型的聚会里面呢，好多东西就是说不容易控制，
So in a bigger gathering, there are elements that cannot be controlled.
那比如说我家里有一些习惯，因为大家都在我自己的家里面，我们每个人都随手可以抓东西来吃。
So for example, in my house, because we are used to it, so we can grab anything and eat.
但是这种习惯有时候忘记了，在大型的聚会里面，可能就会给别人带来 trouble。
But the same habit, if you are in a larger gathering, it could bring trouble to other people.
那事实上，就是前两个星期我去 Hope 的时候，发现 McDonald 那边排长队，我说糟了，那些人都不戴口罩，说接风了，我说哦呦，疫情又要上涨。
So last couple of weeks, I was in Hope, and I was at the McDonald, and there was a big lineup in the McDonald, and people are not wearing their masks. So I was thinking, oh, the pandemic will come back again.
那这个疫情有它疫情的规律，它就是这样，就是这样，我们要尊重它，尊重这个规律，要明白这个规律。
So there is pattern to this pandemic. We have to respect this natural pattern.
那我们不是来惧怕，而是我们要认得它的规律。
We are not here to be scared, but we need to understand the pattern.
好多时候，我们自己信心很大，但是我们为了软弱的人，我们要来保护他们。
So a lot of times you may have a greater faith, but because of those who are weak, we have to protect them.
我自己也是，好多时候需要的时候，我就去探访别人啊，跟人一起带祷告啊，有时候跟人吃饭啊，有时候不戴口罩，有时候戴口罩，我都有。
So, for me as example, sometimes I go out, I will pray over other people, I will go out and eat. Sometimes I wear my mask, sometimes I don't.
那就是说，神要让我们对软弱的人就做软弱的人，对刚强的人就要做刚强的人。
So, God want us to be weak, when we are with the weak. God want us to be strong when we're with the strong.
那我们的目的是要造就别人。
So the purpose is to build up.
所以我知道大家会非常理解我们这样的决定啊。就是目的是为了彼此相爱，目的是为了让，大家更加的爱耶稣。
So I hope everyone could understand our decision. So the purpose is to love even more.
有时候我们
Love.
做的决定是对还是错，我只有神知道。在永恒里面，神说 "It's no problem"
So whether our decision is right or wrong, only God knows. So in eternity, in the sense of eternity, God says there's no problem.
感谢主，在神里面，我们就是好多时候我们做的任何的决定啊，都是让我们呢 更加的学习去彼此相爱，彼此理解。
So praise the Lord, any decision that we make is an opportunity for us to love and learn from each other.
那今天我们想的信息呢，继续要讲圣灵的工作。
They will continue to talk about the works of the Holy Spirit.
那前两次我们讲到呢，圣灵来是为罪、为义、为审判，自己责备自己。
So, last 2 weeks we were talking about when the Holy Spirit came, He came to condemn us for sin, for righteousness, and for what?
For judgment. Condemning us. Don't use the word condemning us. It's a convict us.
Oh, convict us. So it's convict us in according to sin, to judgment, and to righteousness.
就是 convict us, 就是让我们清清楚楚的知道什么是罪，什么是义，什么是审判。
So that to convict us, so that we will know exactly what is sin, what is righteousness, what is judgment.
那我们这回也做一个祷告，哈利路亚，主啊，我们天上的父亲，我们再次的宣告，主啊，你是我们的公义，主啊，你是我们的替罪羔羊。
Yes, Lord, once again, we proclaim that you are our righteousness. You are the Lamb who is sacrificed for us.
所以今天我们在这里讲道，在这里翻译，都是因着你的恩典。主啊，我们感谢主，赞美主，大大的来高牧我们。
It is by your grace that we are here to preach, to translate, Lord, anoint us.
这是不关乎我们的事情，不关乎我们讲的好还是翻译的好，是关乎你的事情。
So it's nothing to do whether we, nothing to do with us, whether we can preach or we can translate. It's, everything is to do with you.
因为你是一个好的神，你是大能的神。
Because you are a good God, you are a mighty God.
我们要来认识你。
We wanted to know you, Lord.
今天呢，我们要来这个讲这个圣灵来的第三个工作，就是为了审判而来。
So today we're going to talk about the third job that Holy Spirit is to do is for judgment.
那我们前面讲到了为罪呢，就是因为人不认识耶稣，也就是说要真正解决罪的问题呢，就是认识耶稣。
So last time we talked about for sin, the problem with sin is we do not know God. So the only solution to sin is to come to know God.
Come to know Jesus.
Come to know Jesus.
那第二点呢，就是我们讲到为义。什么是义呢？就是耶稣已经复活了，已经升天了，到父那边去了，这就成了我们的义。他战胜了一切的死亡。
So last week we talked about for righteousness. So when Jesus resurrected, he has overcome death. So he becomes our righteousness.
我们非常的清楚，今天我们信耶稣的人是义人。
So we know that today,
耶稣是我们的义。
So we know today that those who believe in Jesus, Jesus is our righteousness.
所以今天呢，没有人来控告我们，没有人能够来控告我们。
So that's why no one can condemn us,
accuse us. 没有人能够来控告我们。我们也不接受任何人的控告。
And we will not receive any accusation from anybody.
那今天的信息非常的重要，就是为审判呢，是世界的王已经受了审判。
So today the message is very important for judgment because the king of the world has been judged.
那关于审判呢，我们一想到审判，有人就说，那现在这个世界气候的变化是不是神在审判我，审判世界的罪人
？So when we talk about judgment, so a lot of people will ask, now the weather is changing. Like, is it a way that God is trying to judge us?
那我要给大家讲的呢，就是这些事情的发生呢，圣经里面也写了，也耶稣也这个预言了。这些事情都要发生在启示录，也清清楚楚的写到，就是说将来会发生什么样的火的东西地球上的动物人会死掉三分之一，因着很多的这个火热。 会死掉，海里面的生物也会死掉三分之一。
So in Revelations, God has already written in the Bible, ahead of the time, talking about like the coming judgment when the one third of the animals, the fish in the sea, and people will die because of that fire, the heat.
不是 coming judgment, the things to come. 我现在就是要解释这个是不是 judgment, the things to come, 就是说这些东西都会发生。
So these things are going to come. Is
it judgment? 是不是审判呢？我给大家要解释一下。
So is this a judgment? I need to explain that to you.
那我要建议大家呢，去读一本书。这本书呢，在我的生命里面，刚信主的时候，对我印象非常深。我因着这本书信主，叫做《末世浩劫无大异象》。作者是大卫·瑞克森。
So I encourage you to read this book. This book, I read it in the early, when I first became a Christian, it impacted my life greatly. So it's written by David Wickson. The name of the book is about judgment in the end times.
不是 judgment, 你不要用 judgment 这个词，是末世浩劫无大异象。So it's not judgment. It's not judgment. Don't use the word judgment yet. 是末世浩劫无大异象。So it's the vision. The book name of the book is The Visions.
The name of the book is called The Visions. It's about five visions about end times.
So David Wilkerson is the author. 那好的，我为什么要给大家介绍这本书呢？
So why do I introduce this book to you?
其实我是因着这本书信主。
Because the book, I believe I came to become a Christian.
它书里面讲的是什么东西呢？
So what is the book about?
那这个书的作者呢，是一个神的仆人，是一个牧师。
So the author of the book is a servant of God, is a pastor.
他这个牧师呢，是一个非常非常爱主的一个牧师，在上个世纪五六十年代呢，在纽约的黑帮里面呢去传福音。
So in the 50s and the 60s, he was preaching the gospel among the gangs in New York.
那这。在这个纽约的，他就为那些孩子们来祷告，那些帮派的那些人来祷告，那些人枪指着他，但是他就为他们祷告，流泪祷告，最后好多人变成了基督徒，而且有几个变成了后来非常被神重用的传道人。
So, he was preaching to the gangs, to the kids, in New York.He was praying over them, even though sometimes he was pointed at, I mean, the guns were pointed at him. So because of his tears and prayers, a lot of them became Christians and some of them became great leaders.
他在大概七八年前去世的时候呢，在他的葬礼上面有一个牧师给他讲话呢，就是叫 Nick Cruz, 就是曾经的一个帮派的头目。是他把他带领信主，现在是牧师。
So he passed away 7 or 8 years ago. So, in his funeral, so one of the pastor named Nick Cruz, he was also one of the gang members. He spoke over his ceremony, his funeral.
那这位牧师呢？我跟他也有过一面之交，因为我那时候刚信主的时候呢，他在纽约。的聚会呢，我会从蒙特利尔坐 bus 坐六七个小时到他的教会去聚会。
So I have actually met Nick Cruz as well, the pastor. He will have his service in New York. I will take the bus for 6 or 7 hours from Montreal to New York to attend his service.
So David Wilson.
David Wilson. Okay, not Nick. Okay.
那时候他大概七八十岁，他也为我按手祷告，我叫他为我按手祷告。
So he was about 70, 80 years old, and he lay hands on me as well. I asked him to lay hands on me.
因为他是一个非常非常爱主讲道，非常的忠实于圣经，就是，就是真的是非常的忠心的一个仆人。
Because he's a man of God, he loves God, and he also very obedient to the Bible teaching, so he's a faithful servant of God.
那为什么我要介绍他的书呢？因为现在有好多的人自称是先知，但是呢，我们不太清楚。就是说他是不是真的忠实于主的教导，是不是真的就是敬畏神。
So why do I have to introduce this man? Because nowadays a lot of people are so-called prophets, but however whether they are being faithful in the teaching, being in accordance to the Bible or not, so this we do not know.
那我再回到这本书，在1973年的时候呢，他就在祷告的时候，神给他一系列的异象，有五个大的异象。
So let's go back to the book. So in the year 1973, he received some visions from God. About five visions he received from God.
因为当时他看到这五个异象的时候呢，他非常非常的震惊，就是他非常的就是说灵里面就是说。感觉到天翻地覆，因为太可怕。
So when he received this five vision, it was very, very shocking to him. And things that he saw was beyond, you know, like imagination.
那这五个意象呢，是关于气候、关于教会、关于政治经济各方面的一些意象。
So the five vision was about the weather,the church, the government, economics.
但是他看到这个异象的时候呢，他是不想讲道的，也不想让人知道的。他跟他的最好的朋友分享，朋友说你不能讲，这个东西太可怕了。
So when he first received the vision, he didn't tell anyone. He told one of his friends, and his friend told him, don't talk about it because it's too scary, you know.
那后来呢？他知道圣灵神叫他一定要让他讲，所以他就讲了一篇道。
But he was moved by the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit pushed him to talk about it, so he preached.
他讲道呢，就讲的时候真的是天上来的一种能力在他的身上。他讲了大概一两个小时。那这个讲道的这个 sermon 呢，现在在网上你可以听到，有人把它放在网上。
So he shared the message. It's about 1 or 2 hours long. People have put this on the internet nowadays as well. So you can go and go back and listen to it. And it was full of the power from the Holy Spirit.
他讲到是1973年讲的。
So that was back in 1973.
那我是1993年呢，看他的书。93年我买了他的磁带，就他讲到的那个磁带，那时候 cassette tape 我也听。
So I listened to his sermons around 1993. I read his book and also the recordings of his meeting.
那后来呢，我就发现有的人把它放在这个 YouTube 上。就是原原本本的放在，没有做任何的改变。
So later on, I found that people have put his recordings on YouTube as well, the original.
那其中呢，这个异象里面讲到呢，就是说将来在73年以后呢，叫气候的变化呢，好多地方会有很大的热浪来临，气候的巨变都破记录，一个一个的记录都破了。
So one of the vision is about the weather. So in the future, so after 1973, there will be heat waves after heat waves, and you will be record breaking after record breaking.
那也讲到教会呢，他会发现有同性恋的人来当牧师。
So he also talked about the church. He see that you know, gay or lesbians became the pastors of a church.
他也看到，就是说在这个帖幕和注目后面，福音的崛起。帖幕就是苏联，注目就是中国。
铁幕，
铁幕，铁的 iron curtain。
Oh, so he also saw people became Christians, right? 你是说人变成基督徒是吗
？Awakening.
Oh, he also saw awakenings behind the iron and wooden curtain, meaning the Russians and the Chinese.
但是呢，这些事情呢，他也看到在一线里面看到呢，就是说。好多色情的杂志呢，会比当时这个色情的杂志叫做 Playboy， 当时有个色情的杂志叫做 Playboy， 他说以后的色情的杂志呢，会描写性生活的各个细节，甚至落在不满10岁的儿童的手里。
So he also, in his vision, he also saw that pornographies, it would, very detailed things about sex, and those pornography materials will be handed even over to children under age of 10.
所以这些事情呢，就是让他看到的时候，在73年的话，是这些事情是不能显现的，因为73年那个杂志 Playboy 所叫做色情杂志，但 Playboy 今天看的时候，它一点都不色情。
So back in 1997, these things is unimaginable because back then the Playboy was so-called pornographies, but nowadays people don't even consider Playboy as a pornography material.
那我讲这些是什么意思呢？就是说当时他看到这些异象的时候呢，那神的目的，那究竟是要做什么？是要审判吗？
So my question is, when he sees the visions, what was the purpose behind that? Was it because God is trying to judge us?
那就说是圣经里面也写了这些东西呢。圣经里面既然写了，为什么又裁派神的仆人要来写这些东西呢？
但是我的孩子有点在闹，等一下。
主啊，使徒的平安赐给安娜，哈利路亚。
来让我来帮忙，没事。
好，你先放一下。
好，那牧师你说。
就说是不是神要来审判我们呢？用这些东西来审判我们呢
？Whether they are a sign of judgment from God, we don't know.
那圣经上写在圣经里面，这些东西都写在圣经里面，为什么又要？重复让这个神的仆人再来重复一下，讲这些东西呢
？These all have been recorded in Bible. How come God asked tell His servants to tell it again?
那第一个问题呢，我想给大家回答：神讲这些东西不是为了审判而来，而是为了拯救大家。
I have a question here for you to consider, and actually, this is not God. God is not. He didn't mean to judge us, but he really wanted to save us.
那这些事情的发生呢，就是神说他一定会发生，因为人类的罪恶的活动呢，导致这些东西必然要发生。他告诉我们做什么，就是我们要预备好。
And definitely, these things will happen. And most of the time, 我没有，我记不住你的内容。
预备好。
Okay, we have to prepare ourselves well.
安娜，可以了吗 ？Hello, 安娜。
安娜，她下线了，没事。
下线了啊。
对。
Okay, 那你有些地方不清楚的，你就我再补充一下，好吧？
对，好的。
神不是在要来审判我们，神是要来警醒我们，让我们做好装备。这些东西要来。
God is not here to judge us, but He is here to weaken us so that we can prepare ourselves well.
因为我们必须要知道我们今天讲的这个福音是什么意思。福音就是 good news.
So we need to know what gospel is. Gospel is good news.
那什么是 good news?
What is good news?
Good news 很简单，就是 good news 不是 bad news。
好消息就是好消息，不是坏消息。Good news is good news, is not bad news.
神讲这些东西是坏消息还是好消息呢？
And the revelation from God, is it good news or bad news?
那神就说这些坏消息告诉你们是要知道这些事情一定要来，但是呢，你们在我里面一定要得帮助得拯救。
The bad news is here to remind us that these things would happen, but we will have comfort and peace in Him, in God.
The good news, 好消息就是说，耶稣已经成为我们的救主，他是大能的神，必然拯救我们到底。
And good news is that Jesus is his big God. He will save us till the end.
那第二个问题呢，就是说，圣经里面既然写了，为什么就神还要通过神的仆人来启示这些东西呢？
The second question is that why God still sending his servants to tell us this?
那我相信这个问题，其实大家安静下来呢，是很容易回答这个问题。
I think if we think about it, it's easy to answer this question.
因为人呢，神知道人的软弱，人他希望能够身边的人，他信任的人给他讲，他就听。那个圣经呢，好多人觉得太遥远了，他不听。
That's because we usually tend to listen to the persons who are close to us, but you may think Bible is too far away, you would not like to listen. Oh, Anna 回来了 ，Anna 的翻译。
OK， 好，可以，
安娜，安娜，你辛苦了啊，辛苦了，神大大的赏赐你，赏赐你的三个孩子。
May God, yeah, reward my kids.
那所以你知道圣经写在这里，现在多少人在读呢
？So the Bible is written here. So how many people are actually reading the Bible?
那很多的人读了，又有多少人在信呢
？So those who read it, how many of them actually believed?
在信的人当中，多少的人又在做呢
？So those who believe, how many are actually doing it?
所以神知道我们的软弱，所以神常常呢才派他的仆人来，在这条路上来帮助弟兄姐妹。
So God knows our weaknesses. That's why He always sent helpers with us along our journeys.
那所以他知道人呢，好多时候你不给他，借着身边的人这些神的仆人看到异象这种预言来讲的话，他对圣经没兴趣。好多人觉得圣经很遥远，他读了觉得哎呦，圣经很伟大，很感动，过后就忘记了。
So a lot of people, when they read the Bible, they say, oh, okay, it's great, it's touching, but after they read it, they just forget. That's why God has to send like other servants, you know, to become prophets and prophesy over them.
所以神才派他的仆人要来告诉我们这些要发生的事情，和圣经来印证呢，就是说，时间不多了，要预备好，要跟随我，我来保护你。
The reason behind why God is sending the prophets to see visions that in accordance to what the revelation of the Bible was saying is because He wants us to be prepared ahead of you know to be prepared.
最重要的是来跟随主，他是大牧人，他会带领我们到青草地上。
Most important one is to follow our Lord. So He is the great shepherd. He will lead us to the green pasture.
就是不光这些事情怎么样发生的时候呢，我们的主说，你只要依靠我，在别人没有水喝的时候，你会有水喝；别人没有饭吃的时候，你会有饭吃。
So the God is saying that follow me. So when when times come, when people have no food, then you will have food to eat. When times come, when people have no water to drink, you will have water to drink.
所以神就是说让我们提前知道，因为他爱我们。
So God wants us to know ahead of time because he loves us.
那在这本书里面写的东西呢，现在 90% 的已经全发生了，还有一点点还没发生。
So in this book, about 90% of the prophecy has been fulfilled. There are only a certain part of the prophecy hasn't been like fulfilled yet.
那其中他讲到一句话，就是说好多人希望这个气候啊这些东西呢归回常态，但是呢不会归回常态。
He has mentioned something, he was saying that even though people will hoping the weather to become normal again, but the weather will no longer be normal.
就说在绝对不会归回常态。
So there is absolutely no way for the weather to become normalized again.
那我上次也讲到这科学家的很多的论证也是一样。
So last time I've talked about a lot of scientific findings, it also proves this point.
在这样一个状况下面，神的目的不是要让我们害怕，是要跟随我们的大牧人。
So in this kind of conditions, God do not want us to be feared, to be scared, but he wants us to follow him.
还有一个讲到的事情呢，是现在可能正在发生，还没完全发生，就是说帖幕和注目后面的这个觉醒，短暂的觉醒之后呢，接着门就关闭了，福音的门就关闭了，开始从西方到东方的对基督徒的强烈的迫害。
So remember he was talking about the Great Awakening. He said the door will quickly be shut after the Great Opening. So the gospel that came from the West to the East, after that there will be a lot of persecutions.
那这个对基督徒的迫害呢，先从西方开始到东方。
So the persecution will start from the West and then to the East.
那好多人认为是正常的想法，可能是西方是最后的，不是的，先从西方开始。
So a lot of people may think the persecution should start from the East, and the West should be the last place to be, you know, like persecution should be ended the last in the West, but it's not the case.
那很多具体的内容呢，我建议大家去看这本书，看这本书非常重要，中文叫做《末世浩劫五大异象》，那英文呢是《The Visions》 by David Wilkerson。
So I suggest you to read these books. So in English, the name of the book is called The Vision by David Wilkerson.
那我讲到这里呢，这些事情必然要发生，并不是省的省跑。
So I want to say that even though things are going to come, but this is not God's judgment.
那这些事情呢，必然要发生。神要继续的来拯救大家，真的审判到最后再审判。
So when these things come, this is not the judgment. God is continue to deliver us and save us. The judgment will come at the end.
那所以，大家听了我刚才讲的呢，你如果去读这本书，你发现这本书应该是明天写的，它不应该是1973年写的。
So if you go and read this book, you will find it seems that this book was written tomorrow, but yeah, this is actually written in 1973.
在1973年的时候呢，好多人还没有出世。我是1993年读这本书，是他写了20年之后读的书。那今天又有20年、30年已经过去。
So a lot of people haven't even born yet in 1997. I read this book in 1993. That was 20 years after this book was first published. And now another almost 20 years passed.
那所以呢，就是说，当鼓励大家读这本书的时候呢，你一个正确的心态去读呢，是神爱我们，要让我们做好准备。
So when you read this book, you have to have know that God will love us. That he doesn't want to judge us. So you have to have this kind of heart when you read this book. So God is preparing us so that we can go through all these troubles in life.
这本书呢, 当时看到的时候很害怕, 让我信主。
So when I first read this book, I was shocked, so I became a Christian.
那我为什么要信主呢? 因为我要神的保护嘛, 很简单。
So why did I become a Christian? Because I want God's protection. That's simple as that.
那今天呢, 这几十年下来以后呢, 看到一件事一件事情的在发生呢, 我的信心不是减弱, 而是信心越来越大。
So now all these years have passed, when I see all these things come to pass, and then I felt that my faith has been increased and it didn't go lower.
但是呢, 我, 这些事情不断地发生, 在印证圣经上的话, 印证先知的预言的时候呢, 我说, 哈利路亚, 神啊, 你是如此的真实, 我要跟随你。
So when things happen, that is just as what the prophet, the Bible has said, and then I will say, Hallelujah, Lord, that you are a faithful God.
You are
so truthful, you're so mighty.
你把前面的路看得清清楚楚, 我跟随你最为安全。
So you know the future, so if I follow you, I am being protected.
那今天我讲了这些东西呢, 跟我们今天的信息有什么关系? 今天的信息是讲到为审判, 因为这世界的王已经受了审判。
So you may ask, okay, and now we talk about this. What does it have to do with today's message? So today's message is for judgment. So the Lord, the King of the world has been judged.
那我们读到这个约翰福音第15章的时候呢, 我们再次读一下这些经文就是讲到呢, 第十六章这个第八节到十一节。
So I'll go back to the Bible, the book of John, chapter 16, 第八节嘛, verse 8 to 11.
那我用中文读，读完以后，安娜用英文来读。他既来了，就要叫世人畏罪，为义为审判，自己则被罪，被罪是因他们不信我。 为义是因我往父那里去，你们就不再见我。为审判，是因这世界的王受了审判。So
when he comes, he will convict the world of guilt in regard to sin and to righteousness and judgment. In regard to sin, because men do not believe in me. In regard to righteousness, because I'm going to the Father, where you can see me no longer. And in regard to judgment, because the prince of this world now stands condemned.
那今天我们讲到审判的时候呢，要非常清楚地知道谁受了审判，谁将要受审判。So
when we talk about judgment today, we have to know who is to be condemned.
那这里讲的非常的清楚呢，是这世界的王受了审判。
Here it clearly says it is the prince of the world now stands condemned.
那世界的王是谁?
So who is this prince of the world?
那好多人说是撒旦，那撒旦为什么成了世界的王呢?
So people will say it's Satan. So how come the Satan became the prince of the world?
那撒旦是世界的王，神去哪里了?
So if Satan is the prince of the world, then where is God?
那我们必须要知道圣经的真理，就是最早呢，亚当因着听信撒旦的话呢，就是说撒旦在他身上有权柄，这个世界他交给了撒旦。So
you have to go back to the Bible. So in the beginning, when the serpent tricked Adam, he had actually handed over the authority of the world to the evil ones, to Satan.
你相信谁，谁就在你身上有权柄。
So who do you believe? If you believe, so those who you believe have authority over you.
但是亚当夏娃呢，听了蛇的话，就听了撒旦的话呢，就把这个世界管理权就出卖给撒旦。
So when Adam and Eve listened to the serpent or the Satan, they actually handed over the authority to Satan.
所以在约翰一书里面讲到呢，全世界都握在那恶者的手下，就是在撒旦的手下，全世界都在撒旦的手下。今天大家要清楚这样一个真理。
So that's why in the first John it says the whole earth is falling under the authority of the evil ones.
那所以在耶稣受试探的时候呢，在这个路加福音第四章受试探的时候呢，他说撒旦对耶稣说，你只要拜我，我就把这世界上一切的荣华权力都给你。为什么呢？他说这一切都是交给我的，我要给谁就给谁。
So in the book of in Luke, when Jesus was being tempted by Satan, and Satan said that if you bow to me, everything under the earth will be given to you. So because the authority has already handed over to him.
那为什么这个说是这个权柄是交付给我的呢？是因为亚当出卖给他。那个交付两个字就是犹大卖耶稣的那个字，就出卖给他。
So what does he say that? Sorry, 交付看看 given. What does it? So he says it has been given, hand over, or given it to you. So that's the same word that when
Judas
handed over the Jesus to
be crucified. 所以呢，是亚当把这个管理世界的权柄呢出卖给了撒旦，所以撒旦现在有权柄在这个世界上。
So Adam actually sold the right of the authority of handing of the world to Satan. So that's why Satan is in control of this world right now.
那耶稣来呢，是要把亚当的这个权利呢再次的赎回来。
So Jesus came so that he can redeem the rights of the Adam and Eve to redeem that right over.
所以耶稣也被称为后来的亚当。
So Jesus is also called the coming Adam.
那也是成为人子，因为他代表亚当而来。
And he is also called the Son of a Man because he came in representative of Adam.
那我讲这些道的时候，你可能觉得有点抽象，好多人觉得不是的，这些东西清清楚楚的，明天我们都要经历到。
So it seems quite abstract to a lot of people, but it's actually it's something that actually very relatable to our, you know, it's, yeah, to our daily life.
你每一天，当我们心在真理里面，你会经历到这些真理。
So every day when you walk in the truth, you will be able to experience this.
那今天讲到这个审判呢，当耶稣来在十字架上担当了一切的罪，复活的时候呢，就是世界的王就受到了审判。
So when Jesus came and when he bare our sins on the cross, when he and the prince of the world is being judged.
也就是说，这个世界的王呢，就是下台了，彻底下台了。因为耶稣来呢，把那个亚当的权利完全赎回来了，通过十字架把那个权柄赎回来。
So meaning that this prince of the world is no longer been a prince, a ruler of the world. Jesus Christ has already redeemed the right of the Adam.
所以耶稣基督呢，成为就是万主之主，万王之王。
So Jesus Christ became the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords.
那今天你可能问你说，放眼望去，世界上的这些战争啊，这些东西，还是撒旦好像在掌权。那耶稣掌权在哪里呢？
So you may ask, how come when you look to the world, you see war, you see battles. How come it seems that the Prince of Peace is still in control? Like, where is Jesus?
prince of this world is still in control. Yeah. 那就是说，但是呢，我刚才讲了，你信谁，谁就在你身上有权柄。
So as I mentioned earlier, whoever you believe, the person has authority over you.
今天弟兄姐妹要经历这种信仰的真实呢，是我们信耶稣的话，我们就会经历他这个权柄。
So as a brother, sister, you, when you believe in the word, then you will receive the authority.
撒旦今天他已经被审判了，他为什么还会有能力呢？
So Satan has already been condemned. How come he still have power?
你要知道，撒旦是通过什么？通过谎言来影响人。谁信他的谎言，他就在谁的身上有权柄。
So Satan is using lies in order to control people. If you believe in his lies, he will have authority over you.
那圣经上写的非常清楚，他是撒谎之人的之父。一开始就靠欺骗来得到这个亚当夏娃的权柄，他是靠欺骗。
So the Bible said he is the father of all liars. In the beginning, he actually lied so that he gained his authority from Adam.
所以今天大家要知道，就是说我们的生命完全在于是相信真理还是相信谎言的问题。为什么我们中间好多的人一直强调圣经圣经圣经圣经，好多人有的人觉得为什么老强调，这是一个谎言和真理决定你是死和生的问题。
That's why today our life is really depends on the truth or the lie. So whoever you believe, that's why a lot of people nowadays we are focusing on the Bible, the truth. So it is what is a matter of fact who you believe.
当我们活在这个真理里面，你发现那个圣经的真理就在我们的里面，就让我们释放自由，能力就出来。
So when you believe the truth, you will see that the truth will set you free, and then the power of freedom will come out of you.
当我们相信一个谎言的时候呢，你发现这些谎言呢，就在你的头脑里面引你出现很多的问题。今天家庭的分裂啊，什么东西啊，都是因为相信了谎言。
So, but if you believe in a lie, then it brings you to a lot of destruction, a lot of problems in your family. That is all because you believe in a lie.
那好多人说，你看，哎呦，我的太太跟我这么大的不同啊，走不在一起啊，所以我们要分开啊，分开了又很痛苦啊。
So you will say, okay, my wife and I are so different. The only way is to be separated. But you know, after separation, you feel miserable.
这就是相信了谎言。
That's because you believe in a lie.
那生造男的女的本来就是不一样的嘛，对不对？所以他不同就在哪里，对不对？神要彼此的来帮助的，对不对？
Because God has created a man and women in a different way so that each can compensate and help each other.
所以就是男人女人就是 fundamentally different, 就是根本上就是不一样的。那你今天才看到不一样，有什么稀奇的？
So men and women are fundamentally different. Now you see that you and your wife are different. Why is it that so shocking to you?
所以你要相信真理，神造了男女不同，就是要互相帮助，成为一体，更加美好。
So that you need to know the truth that God has created men and women differently so that they can help each other, become one flesh.
但是你相信撒旦的话语呢，这个本来生造的这个美好的不同呢，就变成了一个绊脚的石头。因为是你相信了谎言，这个造的不同是为了帮助你成更加完全。
But if you believe in a lie, you so that God created you, you've been different from your wife became a stumbling block for you instead of being the truth, instead of being like actually being different to help each other.
就像一开始亚当夏娃听了撒旦的话说，你吃了这个果子，就像神一样，眼睛明亮了。
Just like in the beginning when Satan tricked Adam and Eve saying that after you eat this fruit, your eyes will be bright, you just will be just like God's.
他们相信的是完全是一句废话，因为他们本来就像神，因为是用神的形象造的。
they actually believe in a nonsense because they are already look like God because they are created in the image of God.
所以因为听信了谎言以后呢, 最后就跟着撒旦走, 最后什么都失去。
So because they listened to a lie, they lost everything and, you know, following the evil ones instead.
今天我们要知道的真理呢, 世界的王已经被审判了, 要清清楚楚地知道。
So today you need to know that the prince of the world has already been condemned.
今天撒旦在我们身上没有任何的权柄。
So Satan has no authority over you today.
就像圣经里面格林多这个前书十四章讲的就是这个死啊,你的得胜的权势在哪里? 死啊,你的毒钩在哪里?我们看看格林多前书第十五章,55节,就这种权势在哪里?没有了。
So just like what 1 Corinthians chapter 15 has said, that where all death is your victory and where all death is your sting. So the authority of death is no longer on you.
死的毒钩就是罪,罪的权势就是律法,感谢神。
So the sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, He gave us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. So death and sin are no longer have authority over us.
那圣经里面也讲到，人呢因着怕死做了罪的奴仆。今天我们的死亡已经解除了，罪不能做我们的奴仆。这个真理要在我们的心里面。人一生因着怕死，他就要做罪的奴仆。So
the Bible has also said that because people are free of death, they became the slave to sin, to death. So now the problem of death has already been solved. So sin and death shouldn't have no power over us.
那今天当我们知道我们的死亡不威胁我们，我们在做生意的时候，做任何事情的时候，我们不需要用那些罪的手段。今天金钱不来，明天生意会过。So
when we know that death has no threat over us, so in business that we do, we no longer worry about, you know, money. If God did not bless me today, God is going to supply me tomorrow.
所以就是说，我们弟兄姐妹都有这种经历，就是说，当我们在这方面相信真理的时候呢，得胜的时候呢，神把那个门都会打开。
So I believe a lot of brothers and sisters have similar experience in the past. So when you believe in the truth, God is going to open doors when you, overcome.
你不再做罪的奴仆，你不再做金钱的奴仆，金钱就要跟着你来。So
when you no longer been a slave to sin, no longer been a slave to money, and money will come to you.
Follow you, 他不再，你 follow 他要 follow you.
So if you do not follow then do not follow the money, money will come and follow you.
我们只需要跟随主。
The only thing we have to do is to follow our Lord.
所以呢，我们清清楚楚地知道世界的王受了审判，撒旦已经受了审判。We
have to know the Prince of Peace has been condemned.
但是呢，圣经上也讲，就是说撒旦虽然受了审判，但是呢，有很多的在末世的时候呢，会出现很多假的神迹、假的启示会出来，撒旦继续要欺骗。So
even though it says Prince of Peace has already condemned, but Bible also said in Revelation that in the end times there will be a lot of fake prophets or fake visions. I mean fake.
很多的。 miracles and 东西，对吧？ 我们读一下马太福音24章24节。
We can turn to Matthew 24章, chapter 24. Matthew 24, 24.
因为假基督、假先知将要起来，向大神起大启示。倘若能行，等选民也就迷惑了。
For false Christ, false Christs and false prophets will appear and perform great signs and miracles to deceive even the elect, if that were possible.
那就是撒旦的能力已经解除了啊，权势已经解除了。但是为什么还有撒旦来欺骗这些人的时候，会有神迹，有其实会行出来呢？
So if the power of Satan has been deactivated, how comes you can still see this kind of false prophet, performing signs and miracles?
记住，他是要来欺骗人，信的人，他就要上他的当。
So you have to know that it is to deceive people, so those who believe will be deceived.
你知道好多这种算命的人啊，算的真的是很准的，你知道吗？你经历过没有？
So you know those like palm readers, they actually like palm reading. They were quite accurate in a lot of ways.
啊，你知道今天说是什么？印度有个神童，他预言什么疫情什么什么时候？你发现他挺准，是不是？
So you may hear about the boy in India who predicted the pandemics. Yeah, it seems it's quite accurate, right?
那你知道在法轮功里面，好多人为什么信法轮功？因为他们的身体得到医治，知道吗？
And also those who practice 法轮功, you know that why do they believe? Because their body, their physical health has been improved when they practice.
你知道这个最近有好多的这种神迹现象，有澳大利亚有一个女孩，小女孩，她说她过去转世十次，她而且她有一次在是皇宫里面是那个公主的名字都讲出来，接了几次红都讲出来，人家去找的时候是一模一样，这都是神迹。
So you know, there's also another girl in Australia saying that she has been reincarnated for like 10 times. And she also mentioned that she was once a princess in this place and, you know, the number of marriages that she went through. And people actually went and searched for this princess. And yeah, it was actually accurate. So this is also a miracle, or sign of God, right?
那你知道这些东西的目的是什么？
You have to know what is the purpose of these things.
撒旦有唯一的一个目的，就是让你离开耶稣。
So the one purpose that Satan has is to make you to be separated from God.
圣经里面，他要给你一切的东西，让你失去生命。
So he will give you everything, but you will lose your life.
这是他的目的。
That is his purpose.
所以我们愚蠢的人就会上他的当。
So those who are...
但是耶稣来说呢，我们要得着生命啊！我们如果赔上自己的生命，得着全世界，又有什么益处呢？
So those who are foolish will believe in him, but Jesus said, "What gain is it when you gain the whole world but lose your life?"
这些东西都会吸引我们，为什么？因为好多东西你发现它是真实的。
So these things will be, you know, like attracted to, attracted to us because you found, oh, it seems that it's all true.
因为你要知道什么是这真实的，并不代表是真理。
So even though those may seem true, but doesn't mean it's the truth.
因为它的目的呢是要。真实的目的是要让你相信他，跟随他。
So the purpose is for you to, you know, believe in him and follow him.
那最后让你失去什么呢？失去你宝贵的生命，永远的生命。
So in the end, you will lose your precious life by following him.
那所以，但今天呢，我们要建在这样一个真理之上呢，就是撒旦已经被审判了。不要惧怕这些东西，也不要相信他的这些东西。
So today we stand on the truth that the prince of the world has already been condemned. So do not believe in his lie. Do not believe in this kind of stuff.
所以我们唯一的在跟随耶稣的时候呢，他就带领我们在青草地上。
So the way is to follow Jesus so that he will lead us to the green pastures.
以后你会发现世界上一个一个的灾难会来。
And, in the coming days, you will see all sorts of disasters coming.
但是当着迎着你跟随耶稣呢，神必然会来保守你。
But because you follow Jesus, God will save you.
当然你的时候如果到了，神把你接到天家去，那个时候你要清清楚楚的要知道真理是这样的，就是基督徒的死亡是睡觉，睡觉醒来继续的往前走，在永恒的国度里面，在主的身边。
So one day that God will call you home, but you have to know this truth that the death for Christians are you are to put into a sleep. Then after that, you will be woken up and continue your journey with the Lord in heaven. So that's why do not be afraid.
那这惧怕就成为人的网络。
Because being scared became your trap.
又讲到惧怕人，说王炳牧师，我们为什么今天不在外面聚会？害怕什么？
So when we talk about fear, then you might ask, how come we are not meeting outside? So are you afraid of something?
那不是我惧怕不惧怕的时候，因为我们的信心都在一个成长的过程里面，就是我们讲的真理。所以我们为什么需要神的恩典，就是我们这一切的恩典，包括我们讲到这刚才讲的都是需要神的恩典。
So it's not really about fear, being scared or not, but everything we talked about, our faith is been, our faith is on a, 你刚刚是说什么，我们的信心都在不同的层面是吗？
在要有神的恩典。
So we need God's grace for our faith.
我们都是在成长的过程里面，我们所以要彼此的来眷顾，非常的重要。知道就是靠着神的恩典才能做到。
So we are, our faith has been like growing on the different stages, so we know that we need God's grace so that we can build up each other. 是这样子吗？
世界的王呢，升到审判，世界的王受到了审判。
So the prince of the world has been judged, has been condemned.
在罗马书第八章里面讲到呢，他说：“神既不爱惜自己的儿子，为我们众人舍了，岂不也把万物和他一同白白的给我们吗？”
So in Romans chapter 8, it says that if God did not spare His own Son.Yeah, Romans chapter 8, verse 32. So he who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things?
谁能控告神所拣选的人呢？有神称他们为义了。
So who will bring any charges against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies.
谁能定他们的罪呢？有基督耶稣已经死了，而且从死里复活，现今在神的右边，也替我们祈求。
Who is he that condemned? Jesus Christ, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God, and is also interceding for us.
谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢？难道是患难吗？是痛苦吗？是逼迫吗？是饥饿吗？是赤身肉体吗？是危险吗？刀剑吗？
Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Should trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or dangerous war?
所以我们一定要相信，我们没有什么东西能够把我们和神的爱隔绝。
So we, that's why we need to know that nothing will separate us from the love of God.
唯有一件。
Except one.
就是当你相信了撒旦的谎言。
When you believe the lies from the Satan.
撒旦的谎言就是 有很多啊，就是当你相信了撒旦的谎言，你开始不祷告了，不相信耶稣了，不跟随了，那个时候 trouble 就 come 了。
So if you believe in his lie, there's a lot of lies he made up. So if you no longer pray, no longer pray to God, no longer you know, read your Bible, then problem will come.
所以就是没有什么能够把我们和神的爱隔绝，没有什么，什么都不能隔绝。
So nothing can separate us from the love of God. Nothing.
他既然这样爱我们，他就一定能够保守我们到底，也能够供给我们所需。
So if he loves us this much, he will definitely be able to supply all our needs and love us to the end.
今天讲的呢，从一个这个真理的角度呢，是比较有一些东西听起来有点抽象，但我讲的呢，其实是实实在在今天就要经历的。
So, today's message, even though it seems quite abstract in some ways, but it's actually quite practical in our daily lives.
当我们真的相信我们的耶稣的时候呢，那个里面的一种力量，哇，你知道是多么的大。
When you truly believe Jesus Christ, that the power that comes within you, you will be shocked to know that kind of power that can be, you know.
真的，当我们在主里面相信他的话语越来越成长的时候，你的灵里面的一种力量，那种爱和那种自由就在你的里面。
So when you truly believe, then you will have this freedom, the love, and the power that is in you.
最近我就在祷告的时候发现，哎呀，神啊，感谢你。
So recently I pray and you know,
真的我相信主啊，为义受逼迫的有福了。
So I pray and I say, I thank the God.
你谢谢你，你祝福那些曾经逼迫我的人，讲我坏话的人，哎呀，神啊，你大大的怜悯祝福他。
So when I praise the God and I think, oh, the Bible is so true in saying that those who persecute, when you are, those who are blessed are those who've been persecuted because of your name.
我这真的就是祷告，就是那种感恩。我说为我过去这些弟兄姐妹都感恩，不管他们现在在不在我的教会都感恩。
So I praise God for people around me, whether they are in my church or no longer in my church. I praise God for them.
真的我就天天为那些在别人看来是我敌人的人祷告，真的祝福他，天天祝福他。
So I pray over those who seems like my enemy. I pray over them.
我就发现灵里面真的神在不断的赏赐那种自由、那种爱、那种喜乐。
So I praise God for this kind of freedom that is in my spirit.
所以我希望每一个弟兄姐妹呢，当我们真的相信主的话语的时候呢，来经历他的真实。
So I pray that when you believe in his words, you will experience the truthfulness, the truth from him.
当我们经历的时候，信心越来越大。
So when you experience that, then you will have a greater faith in your life.
在各个层面都要来经历。
In the all different aspects of your life, you will experience that.
在我们的灵的灵魂体的层面，在我们婚姻家庭的层面，在经济的层面，都会来经历。
So in your spirit, in your body, in your health, in your family, in your relationships, in your work, you will experience that.
哈利路亚，我们做一个祷告，大家可以来来回应这个信息啊，就是说
So we'll pray and after that you can respond to the message.
主啊，是的，主，我们感谢你，主啊，这世界的王已经受到了审判。
Lord, we praise you that because the prince of the world has been condemned.
他在我们身上没有任何的能力和权柄。
He has no authority over us.
没有任何的影响力。
He has no influence over us.
啊，虽然他会来诱惑逼迫，但是没有死亡，不再缠绕我们。
Even though he will come to deceive and try to trick us, but death has no authority over us.
罪恶在我们身上也没有任何的权柄。
Sin has no authority over us.
哦，那些患难逼迫也不能把我们和神的爱来隔绝。
And trouble in life will never separate the love of God from us.
反过来，所有这些事情都万事效力，叫爱神的人要得益处。
Instead, everything will work for the good for those who love God.
主，我们谢谢你，哈利路亚，把这样的真理深深的放在我们弟兄姐妹的里面。
Thank you, Lord, that please put this truth in our brother and sister, still in our heart.
奉主耶稣的名。
Jesus' name, we pray.
我再加一句，加一句就是有些宗派教会的人呢，他们常常在灵里面的活动啊，非常的活跃，看到灵界的东西啊，撒旦啊这样那样的。
So I want to add something more that some church will be very active in the physical. I mean, sorry, the spiritual world. They will see like visions. They will see a lot of things in the spirit.
有时候就会感受到这种撒旦的攻击啊，这样那样，就是说，但是呢。有时候我们会放大撒旦的能力。
So they will feel the attack from the evil ones, the enemies, and sometimes they will, you know, enlarge the power of the Satan.
但是呢，我们要站在真理上面，就是这个世界的王受了审判。
But we have to stand on the foundation of the truth is that the prince of God, the world has already condemned.
我就见一个神的仆人，就是曾经他特别相信神话语的一个仆人，史密斯·威格尔斯，他怎么样来对待撒旦？撒旦来攻击他的事情呢
？So I want to talk about this servant of God, Stephen. Stephen's what? Stephen?
Smith Wigglesworth.
Smith Wigglesworth. So how he stands the attack from the evil ones.
这位仆人呢，他就是天天讲方言，就带领很多很多的人信主。完了以后，很多的生机其实随着他。
So he speaks in tongue every day, and he brings a lot of people to Christ.
是上个世纪30年代的事情，英国人。
So he's a British from the 30th.
有一天晚上呢，撒旦来骚扰他。
So one day, one night, Satan came to, you know, assault him.
他就醒来他看见是撒旦。
So he woke up and he see, oh, it's a Satan.
他看了一下，他说，哦，是你啊，他就又睡回去了。
And he woke up and sees Satan and said, oh, it's you. And then he went back to sleep.
那这是什么意思呢？
What does it mean?
我们今天好多基督徒见了撒旦就怕。
So today a lot of people, Christians, when they see Satan, they became afraid and scared.
因为这个仆人呢，他只相信圣经，他也只读圣经，一辈子只读圣经。
So but this
他就知道世界的王已经受了审判，是你呀、啊，已经无权无势无能力，我继续睡觉。
But this servant of God, he only reads the Bible all his life. But he knows the truth. He knows the prince of the world has already been condemned. He knows that he has no authority, has no power over him. So that's why he said, oh, it's you. And then he went back to sleep.
弟兄姐妹，你们，我们能不能这样子？看到撒旦的，就说 oh, it's you. Go back to sleep.我们希望我们的弟兄姐妹都是成为这样的信徒。
So, brother and sister, can you be like that when you see Satan and say, oh, it's you, and then you can go back safely to your sleep? But I hope everyone can be like that.
今天不管什么事情发生，说 oh, it's you, 继续睡觉，哈利路亚。
So no matter what things happen, just say, okay, it's you, and then go back to your sleep.
那我要讲讲这位神的仆人呢，就是他。他不会读书，以前没读书。他读书是他老婆教他读书的。
So I want to talk about this person, this pastor. He cannot read. He was only able to read because his wife taught him how to read.
但后来他就只读圣经。
So after that, he only read the Bible.
那现在有一位活着的神的仆人呢，曾经跟随他，就是。 现在还活着，他讲到跟他的一些遭遇，他很有意思。So
one of his one of his apostles disciples who is still alive today, was saying something back then about him.
那时候他是一个很年轻的人，Smith Wigglesworth 已经很老了。他有一天呢，就去见 Smith Wigglesworth， 手里面拿着一个新闻，就是报纸。
So this disciple was young back then, and he went to see Smith Wilkerson. He was an old man. He came with a so this man came with a newspaper, 新闻是吗？
那个时候的英国人呢，早上就是想要看报纸，早上的报纸。
So back then, the British they woke up and they read the news.
那史密斯威格尔斯呢？他一瞧 Smith Wigglesworth 的门呢？史密斯威格尔见到他拿着报纸 ，Smith Wigglesworth 对他讲什么呢
？So when Smith Wigglesworth saw him, holding the newspaper, you know what he said to him?
他说 ，Throw away lies, lies.
He says, "Throw away, it's lies."
谎言，谎言，谎言。弟兄姐妹，事实上是的。 但我不是说你今天不应该读报纸，但是呢 ，Smith Wigglesworth 真的非常清楚，这是谎言。So
indeed, is actually the truth. I'm not saying that you know you don't have to read the news today, but I'm saying that it is the truth that you know the thing that you read is lies.
今天你微信上看到很多东西啊，占据了你的头脑的时候，弟兄姐妹还是要小心，非常小心。So
if the things you read and your film that has been, you know, dominates your thinking, then you have to be careful what you read.
今天你的韩剧啊，这个剧啊，那个在你头脑里面，你要小心。
So if you watch like TV series, like, you know, like the Korean soap operas, then you have to be careful what you watch.
你知道今天 Smith Wigglesworth 如果在的话，就告诉你，是 lies, lies, throw away.
If Smith Wigglesworth is still alive today, he will probably say to you that these are all lies, throw away.
我们真的是愿意像 Smith Wigglesworth 那样，天天在灵里面祷告，天天升起祭司罪者，天天带上信主。
So we will want to be just like Smith Wigglesworth, that we can speak in tongues and preach the gospel to a lot of people. Live in the presence of God.
讲到这里的话，让大家弟兄姐妹有一些回应，回应这个信息啊，一些见证。我们的生是活的，有见证来见证我们的道。
So our God is alive. So we can now respond to the message today.